Now, straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers. This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, recording at our studio in East County. Today we are continuing our coverage of the Santee City Council race, and my next special guest is Zach Giannino. He is one of three candidates running for an open seat in District 3. He works as a liaison for the Grossmont-Cuyamaca Community College District, working with high school students. Zach, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Miriam, for having me.
So tell us what made you decide to run for the Santee City Council.
Okay, so how much time do you have? Well, there's a lot of things, I think, that have pushed me to run. So I've been following Santee politics since I was 17. And so I've kind of, I'm an oddball out, focusing on things that my peers didn't really care about, which is okay, because, you know, Someone has to do it, right?
Well, good for you. Politics is important.
So, you know, having gone to countless meetings, I've kind of caught on a trend and a pattern, if you will, that really is disheartening as a citizen of the city. And that basically is developers kind of having their way here in Santee. And it seems that the communities are put on the back burner when it comes to how these developments are made. And so I think it's time to start putting the people first in that process.
So where do you stand on something like Finita Ranch?
So Finita Ranch is an issue that has been circulating Santee for decades. I'm very well aware of that, and there's a huge saga surrounding it. Now, the proposal we currently have had presented to the public, which I've attended several of their presentations, to me just seems like there are enough red flags for anyone looking at the project to think otherwise. There are fire hazards, there are water concerns on how we're going to get water up there, there are, you know, and when we have these developments, that means SDG&E is going to have to hike those bills. And we were just gouged really hard this past season. So That's another thing I think people are worried about.
Yeah. Traffic is another one, too. How would you address the traffic gridlock situation that seems to be increasing in Santee? That seems to be the number one complaint that we're hearing about from voters out there.
Yeah. So traffic. So there's a bunch of angles I think we can attack this traffic issue. I know the mayor has initiated a 52 coalition. And, you know, when I first started my candidacy, I started speaking about how this is a multi-city issue. This is not Santee issue. And we've got Sandag statistics to prove that this is a regional issue.
True.
So the 52 coalition is a great way of starting this discussion in the region. I think our software, having looked more into the way the city functions, our software could be updated. I know we have software of our lights and our traffic synchronizing methods that are in place, but they're not up to par with what we really have available to us, which is quicker response times and, you know, even speaking and communicating with city services. Because believe it or not, if there's an issue that happens in the city and a fire truck needs to make a route, that can hold up an entire route of traffic. Whereas if we have smart technology in our traffic lights, we can actually have those services speak to the traffic lights, and the traffic lights will carve the path out throughout the entire city for those services to get through. So that can be a way of, you know, amplifying how our city lights work. That's just one way.
Okay. Let's talk about the Citizens Initiative. Mm. There was a ballot initiative, as background listeners, that got enough signatures to qualify for the ballot. And what it would do is give the voters a say-so on any project that would go beyond what the general plan allows, denser developments, big housing projects, for example. The city council chose not to put that on the ballot for 2 years and to spend money, taxpayer money, to study that instead. Mm-hmm. Zach, what is your opinion about the initiative itself and about the council's decision?
So the initiative itself, I was not just a supporter. I signed it, supported it, and circulated it. So I went door to door and spoke to citizens about the initiative. And basically, I didn't need to speak long to those residents as much as I would, because they already understood that there is something happening in Santee where the people are not having the final say on these things. And, you know, the petition is very, you know, Santee's very unique. You know, we've got a city that enjoys our quality of life, enjoys the open space, the hills, the beautiful hawks, you know, everything that makes Santee.
Yeah, beautiful.
Absolutely beautiful. So a lot of that has to do with making sure that we don't get overrun by sprawl development and have all of our beautiful hills stacked with houses.
Yeah. Now, the flip side of that, of course, is there is a housing crisis, an affordable housing crisis, the state mandates coming down. And also the city is facing what some might call a revenue crisis. At least they're facing a deficit coming up. So how would you balance those issues to resolve the budget situation if you don't build all the houses everywhere like some people want to do?
Absolutely. So the common theme of thinking is that if we just keep building homes, we're going to get ourselves out of the deficit. Well, the fact of the matter is that city services catch up, and those city services outweigh what little spurt to our budget we may have in the short term. So one of the ways we can actually mitigate this is that, you know, the San Diego Union-Tribune actually did an article explaining about the housing crisis. Now, the housing crisis is being used to justify all of this development. However, if you look at the deadlines the state are providing, we can actually build 166 units a year to meet those housing crisis deadlines by the state. Mm-hmm. So I think people need to put in perspective that you go to two of our city council meetings today and we're already discussing 240 units. So we can slow down the way these developments are being pushed, and that itself will still meet the crisis deadline. So we've got time to pace ourselves. We've been pacing ourselves in the past, and businesses have been running here. So it's not that we need to just keep building homes and people are going to come. That's not...
What about turning around the city's finances, either by bringing in more revenues or cutting expenses?
So what we first need to stop doing is we need to stop turning our commercial parcels into residential parcels. I think that that should be first and foremost. Second, I think we need to continue the rallying behind our entertainment district. We have huge plans coming down the pike of the movie theater. We just finalized a lot of the negotiations with that, so that's being pushed forward.
Yeah.
We've got community center being discussed in that area. We've got Carl Strauss that wants to have a headquarters in that area, which is going to bring so much positive publicity to our area.
Yeah, the major brewery.
Huge brewery. And I'm pretty sure it's their headquarters as well, which they want to make a multi-purpose facility. So, I mean, we've got a lot of companies that are urging to be in Santee. So that demand is already there. We just have to make sure the environment is inviting to these companies. And
yeah, makes sense.
Yeah.
Who are your major endorsements from, Zach?
So one of the endorsements I have not spent time seeking endorsements.
You're not allied with either of the political parties.
Yes, I am an independent. I'm a no party preference, nonpartisan candidate because truly to myself, the issues supersede political parties. And a lot of my support comes from Republicans. A lot of my support comes from Democrats. A lot of my support comes from people that don't want to be either of those parties. So that, you know, plays a huge role in the support.
Who are your most important endorsements in the race?
So, like I was saying, I have not sought endorsements, but one of the ones that I am actually very proud of is the endorsement by Councilman Houlihan, Stephen Houlihan. He has been someone that has put himself right in the target of, you know, where the people's sentiment is. You know, a lot of the times we're getting 4-1 on development votes because Mr. Houlihan hears 30 people come out from that residential area and talk about how they don't like what's going on. And, you know, the council sometimes seems to not really pay attention to that, except Stephen. And Stephen votes based on what the people are saying. So that's something that I appreciate as a representative.
Yeah, his was really quite an upset victory a couple of years ago when he got on there. He beat out two pro-development candidates with a lot of developer money in their races. And he'd been the guy that headed up to stop the Santee Power Plant initiative successfully. And
Exactly. And Stephen walked that same line that, you know, I'm not a political party. I'm about putting the neighborhoods first and putting, you know, that process in the hands of the people, not just to the highest bidder.
Yeah. Zach, you are the youngest candidate in the race. I wonder if you'd like to address what experience you have that you would like the voters to know about that you think would help qualify you for this job.
Santee has there's a term that gets utilized and thrown around a lot, which is the good old boys club, or you call it the good old boys and girls club. And one of the things I think a lot of excitement around my candidacy is a break to that. And what that means is that, you know, I don't have conflicts of interest that would inhibit me from having a voice on a lot of our issues. So, yeah, I'm younger, but the thing is that I put myself at a very early age into very big leadership positions. I was vice president of a 501c3, which was an incorporated student government, which means we had to follow Brown Act and Robert's Rules. So that gave me the experience of governance and running a board. I was also elected and swore an oath as a student trustee for 2 years on the district governing board, where I spoke to every level of legislative official that there was on, you know, veteran services to helping our homeless students. So those experiences gave me not just a familiarity with the process, but hands-on interactions with legislators. That puts me in a confident perspective to negotiate on behalf of Santee.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for addressing that question. What else would you like our listeners to know, Zach, about you and your candidacy or the issues facing Santee?
Well, I think overall, Santee, we're at a really huge self-realization for the city. And I think that is by us going from a town to a city culture. And in order to keep our community, we need to make sure our city council meetings are live streamed. I know there are some third parties that are trying to do that, but I don't know if that's good enough. I think the city itself should mandate its ability to stream our meetings so that our seniors can see what's going on in Santee. So that, you know, people hear how the council is conducting themselves, because a lot of the times no one sees those kinds of interactions. Another thing I think is important is we need to challenge companies like SDG&E. We need to put in, you know, we need to let them know that we're looking for alternatives and that your monopoly over us is it will be short-lived.
Yeah, I know in your questionnaire that we sent to all the candidates, mm-hmm. you were the only one who mentioned calling for a community choice aggregate, meaning basically an alternative to SDG&E.
Yeah, there's a lot of, I know this idea was brought to the council many years ago and it was rejected basically by stating we weren't ready for such changes or anything, but we've had a bit of a change of the attitude from some current council members and the people of Santee. Like I said, after getting hit with the gouging prices we were hit with, I think people are open to looking at other ways we can sustain ourselves in the long run.
So it would be following in the steps of the city of San Diego, which the mayor has just said they're going to be doing this too.
I think that's a perfect example. They were also a group that decided, you know, it's time to make a public stance on something that we've really known for a while is the direction we need to be going in. Finally, we're getting some political will to do that, and I just want to continue that process at the Santee City level.
Very good. Zach, where else can people get information about you and your candidacy?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So you can reach me at my website is www.electzachgiannino.com, or you can follow me on Instagram, which is just at Zach Giannino, and I'm also all over Facebook. So I try to keep that social media is a double-edged sword, but I think it's an opportunity to engage with my constituents.
Very good. And listeners, you can also go on our website at eastcountymagazine.org in the politics section. We have questionnaires that were answered by all 7 candidates in all 3 races in Santee, as well as some information on a couple of the candidate forums they had out there. Listeners, if you just tuned in, we've been speaking with Zach Giannino, a candidate for Santee Council District 3. Zach, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to join us today on the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ.
Thank you.